You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You sure you don't want some water, Helen?
No, I'm fine. Suppose I ought to get dressed. Oh, I don't want to, but...
No, 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 not yet. Stay right where you are. Oh, let's just enjoy this a bit longer.
Okay, if you insist.
I could stay like this forever.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I've been meaning to ask, this scar on your arm. How did you get it?
Oh, well, it was just a stupid accident. Now, as for this one here above my eye...
Scar?
No, you'll need to look closer.
Rob, tell me, what happened to your arm?
It was nothing. One summer, just before I went off to university, Jess invited me to her birthday bash. We were sat leaning on a trestle table and it just collapsed. I fell onto a pint glass. Of course, it didn't help. I was only wearing a T-shirt.
Was it bad?
Bad enough. This was before Jess and I were going out. I remember she sat up with me in casualty all night.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Oh, no. It was a long time ago.
Still, it's a nasty scar.
Yeah. It's not like this one on my forehead. That's almost invisible.
Oh.
You're hungry? I could knock up a quick salad.
Well...
I'm pretty fast with the old chef's knife.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. But Mum's expecting me home soon. She's been looking after Henry.
Just another half hour. I'd like it if you didn't have to rush off. You make it feel less...
What?
Why, you know.
No, I don't.
Perfunctory.
Thank you very much.
No, okay, sorry, that wasn't the right word.
I thought that's how you wanted to play things for the time being.
Well, no. No, not really. Look... I'm only asking if you want some salad.
Okay.
You can stay for lunch, can't you?
Yes, yes. Just as long as you're fine with it.
Of course I am.
That's good then. Don't move, though. You lie there. I'll go make it.
Henry, come on now. Just another mouthful.
No.
Then you can get down.
Hello, love.
And Tony, where did you disappear to?
At the office. I've been looking over the figures from the herd sale. Can't see how they're going to stretch to a tractor.
Henry, it's your favourite.
Certainly not a decent used
one. At least eat some more chicken. Oh, I did wonder.
And definitely not if we're going to have to put as much into our pension as it looks like.
Tom won't be pleased. Good boy.
But it does mean there'll be some money for other things.
Like new equipment for the dairy?
Yeah, exactly.
How about one more spoonful?
No.
Oh. All right, then. Let me take your bib off. You've done very well.
You are right, though, Pat. Tom won't be happy when we tell him.
Well, perhaps we should wait till we've had our meeting with Dan Crossman. At least then we'll know exactly how much we're putting into our retirement plan.
Yeah, maybe.
Down you get.
Where's Helen, by the way? Shouldn't she be back from town by now?
She was supposed to be. Sweetheart, where are you going? Oh, maybe we should take him to the playground. Let him run off some energy.
Yeah, all right. But what about Helen?
Oh, we won't be long. Anyway, I could do with a walk. I'll leave her a note.
Cathy?
Oh, sorry, Neil. I was in a world of my own.
I thought you'd like to know. I called the organ repairers on Friday. They're booked in for February.
Oh, great. February, though.
Oh, no, it's the earliest they could do. I had hoped we could have had it up and running for Christmas.
Yeah.
Still, it does mean we've got more time to find the rest of the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. And thank you, Cathy. Hmm? I hadn't expected the movie night to raise so much.
No, I was amazed. £2,800.
Yeah, £18,200 altogether now.
Wow.
So, at least we can look forward to having the organ working again by Easter.
Afternoon!
Oh, hi, Pat and Tony.
I can just hear you mentioning Easter.
Oh, only really? The organ. I was telling Cathy that now we're just over the halfway mark, I've booked it in for repair.
That is good news. Mm. Oh, it was such a brilliant evening, wasn't it, Tony?
Yes.
I never realised Patrick was so talented.
I mean, I know he's played for the Christmas Panto before.
Oh, he was the star of the show.
Still, I bet you're glad of a rest this weekend.
Oh, if only. I've just come back from the golf club. My second unscheduled Sunday in a row.
Really? Well, I hope you're asking for overtime.
I wouldn't dare. It's hard enough keeping up with Martin's ridiculous demands.
Oh, dear, is he being that difficult?
Well, he doesn't think I've got a clue.
So, what about you, Neil? What are you up to?
Oh, well, I'm just heading down the bowl.
Well, we're only going to the playground. You could come with us if you like, Cathy.
Oh, fancy joining me, Tony? Save me propping up the bar on my own.
Well, I shouldn't really. Oh. Although, if you're going with Cathy now...
Yes, I'll come over to the playground.
Oh, there you are, I see. I'll only stay for a couple of pints.
Finished?
Mm. Thanks. Oh. Wow, that was almost as good as if I'd made it.
Watch it, mister.
Oh, Helen, don't worry about the washing up. I'll stick it in the dishwasher.
Oh, you'd have to empty it first.
No, honestly.
It's fine. Can't bear leaving a messy kitchen.
No, it was a mess before you started. In fact, the whole house could do with a bit of love.
A bit?
All right, a lot.
How long have you been living here now?
Well, I've been busy, haven't I? And when it's just me...
I know.
Hasn't really started feeling like home yet.
Well... We'll just have to do something about that then, won't we? There.
Come here.
Rob, my hands are still wet.
I don't care. So. When can you come over again?
Ironing next, is it?
No. But I'm not going to have much time soon. The cows will start arriving from Germany at the end of the month.
Oh, right.
So, we ought to make the most of the next couple of months.
Sure, if that's all the time we've got.
Well, not that we won't be able to see each other at all, but what with getting the dairy up and running and milking round the clock...
No, I know.
I didn't mean anything else, Helen.
And I understand. I do.
I tell you what. Let me take you out somewhere on Friday night.
Out?
Yeah, to a restaurant or a bar or something. Are you free?
I think so.
I mean, it'll have to be somewhere fairly far afield, just in case we're spotted.
Yeah, of course.
How does that sound?
Sounds perfect, Rob. It'd be so nice to be together in public.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just wish we didn't have to wait till Friday.
Me too. Can you, can you come back here afterwards?
I should think so.
So, I know we've done the right thing, really, but it's a bit galling.
What, the milk prices?
Yeah. Mm. You can't help the feeling they were just waiting for us to sell the cows before they started to recover.
Oh. Best for 10 years, I was reading.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lucky old Brian. It's silly to feel like that, I know, but, well, all the same.
Hmm. I was talking to Mike earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Have you heard? Brenda's back from abroad.
Back at Willow Farm?
No. She's in London. I wondered if Tom knew.
Oh, I've no idea. Not the sort of thing we talk about.
Of course.
Can I get you another?
Well, I won't say no. Oh, hi there, Rob.
Oh, afternoon, Neil. Oh, hi, Tony.
Ah, Rob.
Not down in Hampshire, then?
No, not this weekend.
You could join us if you like.
No, you're all right. I wouldn't want to interrupt.
You wouldn't be, would he, Tony?
No. More the merrier.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, pull up a stool.
Oh, thanks. I'll just go to the bar first. Can I get you anything?
Hello, there you are. I've been wondering where you'd got to.
Sorry, I completely lost track of time. Hi, Kathy, how are you?
I've just been letting off steam to your mum again. You're looking very well, though. Oh, yeah, you've got a real glow.
Well, thanks.
So, did you go into town, then?
I did, and then I fancied a walk. Such a nice day.
Isn't it?
You having fun, darling?
Well, now that you're here, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
No, Pat, I bored you long enough.
Nice. All right, then. Oh, Kathy.
Yeah?
What are you doing this Friday? I've been meaning to get tickets for the open-air Shakespeare.
Oh, in Felpershire?
That's right. I just thought you might like a night out.
That will be lovely.
Actually...
Mummy!
Hold on, sweetheart.
Shall I call the box office tomorrow, then?
Yes, OK. What is it? Do you want to get down?
Oh, hello again, Tony.
Hi.
I'm just going.
Oh, well, it was nice to see you.
I'll let you know how I get on, Kathy.
Great. Bye, then.
Take care.
Get on with what?
Tickets for Richard III. It's okay, you're spared. I'm going to go with Kathy instead.
Mum, I was trying to say, I've arranged to go out with a friend on Friday night. I hoped you might be able to look after Henry.
Oh, right.
It's just that it's her birthday and, well, there's not another night you could go, is there?
Well, I suppose. I don't know. It depends on Kathy.
I'm sorry.
Well, maybe I can catch up with her.
Oh, Pat, don't bother. I'll look after Henry.
Really?
Yeah, of course. I'll be at home anyway.
Oh, thanks, Mommy. Dad. All right, Henry. What does he want to go on? The slide?
Well, Tony, honestly, if you'd prefer not to babysit on your own...
Oh, don't be daft. It's not like you don't look after Henry enough. You've had him all day so far.
Yeah. Why aren't you back from the pub? Didn't you have your drink with Neil?
Oh, I did. But then you know who turned up.
Who?
Rob.
Oh.
Go on, climb up.
There's just something about him that rubs me up the wrong way. Especially after the advice he was giving Tom the other day.
I know.
I decided to make a quick exit.
I don't blame you. I have to admit, it's a relief not to have him round the farm quite so much.
Yeah. Yeah, why is that, do you know? He and Helen haven't fallen out, have they?
I don't think so.
Are you ready?
Helen would have mentioned it if something like that had happened. She'd have been upset.
Oh, that's true.
Just look at her.
Ooh. Oh, you're right. She does seem very perky.
Perky? I haven't seen Helen so happy in ages.
The trouble is, all Kenton's family.
Oh, there are a lot of them. So, right, we've got Shula, Alistair, Jill, Elizabeth.
Oh, top up.
Yes, please. Ruth, David.
Yeah, plus all the kids.
Oh, yeah, but we'll have to tell Pip that Spencer can only come to the reception.
Yeah, fair enough.
We might have to do the same with the cousins.
Permission to enter wedding HQ?
Morning, Kenton.
Is that coffee?
Yeah. Oh, but it's finished.
Oh.
Kenton, what would you say if we didn't invite Peggy's side of the family to the ceremony?
What? No, Auntie Peggy?
No, Peggy has to come.
Yeah, and Auntie Chris, of course.
Right.
Oh, and what about Lillian?
Oh, she's got to be there.
Which means Brian and Jennifer.
Oh.
And Pat and Tony.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This is a nightmare. You know, we're not all going to fit in the marriage room.
Now, listen, I've been thinking about the party afterwards.
Ah, well, so have we.
Yeah, no, okay.
Haven't we, Fallon?
We have indeed.
Hear me out first. You're going to love this. Halloween fancy dress.
I beg your pardon?
Well, the wedding's only the day after. I could dress up as Count Dracula, and obviously, Jolene, you'll be my bride.
Kenton.
Well, you won't even have to change your dress. We'll just put some cobwebs in your hair. Yeah, isn't it great?
It's an idea.
Yeah, but not one I'm very keen on.
No, we were kind of going the other way.
Well, how do you mean?
Black tie. Look, it's the only time I'll ever have a party somewhere as posh as Lower Loxley.
No, I know.
And but you'll look so handsome in a DJ.
Yeah, but wear a DJ as Dracula.
Yeah. And you'll have blood all down your chin.
Yeah, but hang on.
I am planning on wearing a traditional wedding dress anyhow.
Let's not jump to any...
No, we could find you a beautiful ball gown instead.
Oh, I've got that business card somewhere. You know, from when we had that fashion show.
Yes.
Jolene.
I never thought I'd need it. Let me see if I can dig it out.
Hey, Jolene.
Oh, it's a great excuse to get Reese in a tux as well.
So how was your weekend, Helen? Get up to anything interesting?
Me?
Yeah, it was all right. You?
Oh, I was working at Jack's mostly.
Could you pass that poster, the Summer Savers one?
Oh, sure. I did manage to spend a little time down at the lake.
Oh, thanks, Kirsty.
Oh, and Brenda rang. She's in London.
London, I know. Dad told me.
Your dad?
Yeah, he'd been down the pub with Neil.
Oh, right.
Any idea what her plans are? She down there for long?
Who knows? She was being pretty vague, to be honest. All she'd tell me was that she's staying with a mate of her boyfriend.
Oh, the Russian one.
Yeah, although he's still in St. Petersburg.
Oh, I see.
Do you? It all seems a bit strange to me. I can't help wondering if she's not coming back to Ambridge because of Tom.
Maybe.
She kept going on about how much she's missing this Dimitri.
Right there. What do you think? Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll tempt a few more customers inside.
You're bright and bubbly.
Am I?
Very.
Wonder who that is.
Helen. Is there something you're not telling me?
Not particularly.
What is it?
Nothing.
Liar. Oh, look, just stop smirking like that and tell me. It's not Rob, is it? Helen.
I know what you're going to say, but Kirsty...
What are you doing? He's married.
You don't understand.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
I've got the delivery. Well, don't just stand there staring. Is someone going to give me a hand?
So it is in term time, then?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It shouldn't be a problem, though.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Mel. I didn't think.
Kenton,
but we couldn't do it at Christmas or with the pub, and we didn't want to wait till next year.
Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist. But
I don't want Meryl to be disappointed, though. I mean, she's so excited.
Well, you don't need to tell me.
Oh, Lord.
No, Kenton, it's fine. I'll just have to take her out of school.
Really? You'd do that?
Of course. I mean, I'll have to check the dates with them, but it's an important family occasion.
Oh, Mel, thank you.
No worries. I shall be able to get the time off work as well.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Mariel can't fly on her own, Kenton.
Oh, no, I suppose not. No, of course you can't.
I'm due some vacation anyway. I don't reckon I've taken any since our sailing trip.
Oh, all right.
Let's hope your wedding's a little less dramatic, hey?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see Mariel all dressed up and walking down the aisle with Jolene.
Hey, what did you say? To see
her? You better not turn as pale as when we tied the knot.
No.
That is okay with you, isn't it, Kenton?
It
won't be awkward or anything.
Oh, no, of course not. No, don't be silly, Mel. It'll be great to have you here.
Let's leave that crate here in the store, but most of that one can go straight out on display.
Sure, okay.
The peppers definitely can. And the tomatoes, oh, look at them.
Helen.
Lovely.
What's happening? Has Rob left Jess?
Kirsty, not now.
I take it he hasn't then?
Not officially, no.
Well, what does that mean? Either it's over or it's not.
Kirsty.
You need to make him be clear with
I'm
you.
I'm not going to rush him. I did that with Jono.
That's completely different. You weren't his bit on the side.
Bit on the... It's not like that.
Really?
Rob's not like that.
Then what is it, Helen? You can't honestly tell me this is what you want.
Right, we're almost there. Two more crates. Is there a problem?
No.
No.
Nothing. I'll take this lot through to the shop.
Okay. Kirsty?
Yeah?
Oh, you coming? Are you sure there's nothing wrong? You two seem kind of tense.
No, we're fine.
All right, I'll take your word for it. The Twitter campaign's going well, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You know Shelley Brazil, don't you? She's a local foodie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, she's retweeted us. And she's got loads of followers.
Oh, that's great.
I've been thinking. How would you like to go out for a curry sometime to let me say thank you?
Oh.
You doing anything on Friday night?
I'm not working. And Damien's out with mates that night. But honestly, Tom, you don't need to do that.
Well, I'd like to. You've been such a massive help. Chicken tikka's the least I can do.
Well, all right then. No point in turning down a free curry. Oh,
brilliant.
So, how are you getting on?
Yeah, like I say, it would be nice if Bellingham's would get their act together a bit more with the promotion. But no, it's all good.
I meant at home, really. It would still be a bit weird having the house to yourself.
I guess. It's not like I'm there very much. I basically eat, sleep, get up and go back to work again.
Well, Tom...
Right then, let's get this lot inside, eh? I need to head to Sawyer's. I've got sausages to make.
No, I saw on Facebook that she got the part.
I reckon I'll know the songs as well as she does when it's done. All we hear at the moment is singing.
Really?
In her bedroom, in the shower.
Now, I wonder where she gets that from.
I wonder.
Still in bed when I left.
Oh, listen, I'm going to have to go. Tell Meryl I want to see a video.
Okay.
And let me know when you've got confirmation from the school, will you?
Will do. Love to Jolene.
Yep, okay. Bye.
Kenton, I'm going now.
Oh, are you off?
Well, yeah, we've been chatting long enough.
Yeah, fun though.
Yeah.
See you then.
Time to get to work.
Well, don't forget we're going over to Lower Loxley on Wednesday.
Well, how can I forget? I'm so excited.
Oh, bye, darling.
Bye. Oh. See you, Kenton.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. Now, talking of work, I suppose we better get this place ready to open up.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, who was you talking to on the phone?
Mel. Oh. We were just making arrangements for when Meryl comes over.
Huh. I thought you got all that sorted.
Yeah, I had. We were just pinning down the details.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Although, there is one thing, Jolene. Now, I know you weren't expecting this, but Mel's coming too.
Oh, to England?
Yeah, and to the wedding.
Kenton?
I couldn't say no. I mean, someone needs to accompany Meryl on the plane. And well, then she started talking about how much she's looking forward to the ceremony.
Oh.
What was I supposed to say? Thanks for flying halfway around the world, but on the big day you'll have to sit by yourself in Jack's or something.
Well, she can come to the reception.
No, I know. But she wants to see Meryl being a bridesmaid. Hey, it does mean we won't have to worry about looking after her.
No. You are obviously being very thoughtful.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not really angry, are you?
Oh, you ask a lot. No, not angry. Better if Meryl has her mum with her.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll find space on the guest list somehow.
You are an angel.
Oh, Kenton.
Oh, you're my angel.
Yes, I am. Now, is there anything else? Don't want your ex-wife to be a bridesmaid and all, do you?
No, that is it. Cross my heart. You can have everything else exactly the way you want it. I promise. I won't interfere.
Okay, I'll see you back at the farm.
All right, Tom.
Bye, Kirsty.
Yep, bye.
Well, that should keep us going for a few days.
Helen,
Kirsty, listen.
I didn't mean to sound so harsh.
I know, but...
I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Well, that's my decision, though, isn't it? I know I'm taking a risk, but when Rob and I are together... just feels so right.
Helen...
It's not easy for him either. He and Jess are as good as childhood sweethearts. He needs time and space to reach a decision. That's what I'm going to give him.
All right. It's a lot to compete with, though. They've got so much history together.
Well, that's what I mean.
Does he still love her?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
Because when people have been together for that long... old feelings, they don't always go away.
Which is why I need to let Rob come to terms with the fact that it's over. Don't worry, Kirsty, I know what I'm doing.
Well, be careful.
I will.
Honestly, I'm starting to feel like a relationship counsellor. I couldn't decide whether to tell Tom about Brenda.
Brenda?
Well, someone ought to warn him. He doesn't even know she's got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
And now that it's all around the village, it's not going to be long until everyone knows Brenda's back from Russia.
All right, Oliver. How you getting on?
Oh, hello, Mike.
Girls behaving for you?
Yeah, they're being very obliging.
You'll be glad when Ed's back, though.
Oh, I don't mind. I always enjoy doing the milking.
Oh, that right?
Go on, go on.
Oh, I'll tell Ed then. Yeah. Sure, there's plenty more badgers he could be vaccinating.
Well, let's not make it too often, eh?
Fair dues.
Have you heard anything more from Brenda?
She sent Ailey a couple of texts. Sounds as if she's having a high old time in London. How about you? Got your Italian opera tickets booked?
No, not yet. Our first challenge is to find a temporary manager while we're away.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Turns out to be rather harder than you'd imagine. Caroline's been in touch with a couple of agencies, but, well, she's not happy with any of the people they've suggested. So far.
Oh, really?
Not enough experience, apparently.
Ah.
I keep telling her the hotel won't go to rack and ruin in the space of 3 weeks. After all, we managed perfectly well while she was ill. And the team know what they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure. Perhaps you should go beg a favour off Elizabeth, eh? Ask her if you can have Roy back for a couple of weeks.
Now there's an idea.
I don't fancy your chances, mind.
No, although that would be ideal. To be honest, I wish we'd never let him go.
Well, folk need to move on, don't they? Oh, somebody will turn up.
Yes, yes. One of these agencies will find someone suitable.
Yeah, and if they don't, you will.
How do you mean?
What, with your contacts? You must know other people in the trade.
Well, now you come to mention it.
Even so, it's always a satisfying moment when construction gets into full swing.
I suppose
so. I've never seen so much steel work.
Well, the mill walls needed a lot of reinforcing.
I'm sure.
To be honest, I'm just relieved to see the steelwork up off the floor and being put into place.
Just wait until the partitions go in, then the flats will really start to take shape.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Anthea. I should try to be more positive. Which reminds me, I need to get on with reserving the marble.
I can do that if you like, Mrs. Bellamy.
Could you?
Yes, I made a note of which slabs you'd chosen.
That's marvellous. And of course you'll need to...
pay the deposit.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll deal with it and let you know when it needs authorisation.
Thanks, Anthea. It's reassuring to have someone who knows what they're doing. In fact, the next time I visit the site, maybe you could come with me again.
If you'd like me to.
Yeah, I think I'd find it helpful. Look, I'm just popping into the shop for a moment.
Oh,
I know it's almost the end of your day. I won't be long, though.
No.
I just want to pick up some cigarettes. And then we'll go straight back to the office.
Of course. Take your time, Mrs. Bentley.
Okay, then. It'll only be a couple of minutes.
Afternoon, Lillian.
Oh, Mike.
Best be quick.
I'm sorry?
The shop. Susan's starting to cash up.
Oh, yes, I suppose I better be.
Take care now.
Mike, any news from Brenda?
Brenda?
Do you know what she's up to?
Not really. Just enjoying London, I think.
London?
Well, you know, seeing the sights. She hadn't really decided what she's going to do next.
Hang on, you're saying she's in London?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lillian, I just
assumed... What's she doing there?
Like I say, it's all part of her holiday.
So who's she with?
A friend, I think.
What friend? The same one she's been travelling with?
I don't know. it might be someone different. I can't tell you.
Can't?
I wish I could, but... No, I don't mean to be rude, but I expect me supper's waiting and...
But she's had a good time, has she?
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts has she been?
Someone
mentioned St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg? Copenhagen.
Oh, how wonderful. If only I could persuade Matt to go somewhere like that. Right. Well...
I'm sorry, Lillian. I expect she'll be able to tell you more when she gets home.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Weren't you going in the shop?
Oh, no, I forgot my purse.
Oh, right.
Mike?
Yes, Lillian?
I don't suppose you could at least tell me when she'll be back?
Oh, I honestly don't know. That is the truth.
No.
If I did, I'd tell you.
No, it's all right, Mike. I understand.
Lillian!
You don't know anything. Except, of course, you do.
Mrs. Bellamy?
Lying through your rotten teeth.
Who was that man you were talking to? What's wrong? Why didn't you go inside?
It's nothing. Honestly, Anthea.
All right.
Now what am I doing? Oh, cigarettes. I still haven't got any.
Then go and get some. You might as been waiting.
Let's just get
already.
Back to the office.
But Mrs.
Bellamy... I have too much to do.
Fine. Careful!
I need to get home.
Oh, Caroline, so this is where you've been hiding.
Oh, Oliver.
Nobody could tell me where you were.
No, I know. I got sidetracked.
You all right? You look a little...
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a difficult customer.
Huh?
Sabrina Thwaite.
Oh!
I mean, is there genuinely that much difference between a reviving body scrub and a refreshing body polish?
Not really my area, I'm afraid.
Well, I've no idea either, but she's not happy. With Marietta off sick again.
Now, listen. I've been thinking about this temporary manager.
Oh, have the agencies called?
No, they haven't. But I might have found a solution anyway. Do you remember at the last Hunt Ball, we sat next to Harriet and Ray Franklin?
Think so. What about it?
Well, it occurred to me. Ray said he used to run a hotel somewhere up in Scotland. Don't you remember? You were surprised Harriet had never mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, it's coming back to me now.
You see?
Oh, it makes no difference. He's retired now.
Yeah, well, he's still younger than us. Well, me, anyway.
Oliver, listen,
he
I've
might be
got...
just the person we're looking for. Well, what do you say?
What do you want me to say? I hardly know him. It's Harriet who rides.
Yes, but...
I don't know her that well.
But when we bumped into him before, he's always seemed like a decent sort of chap.
Well, he may be delightful.
He was quite a hoot, as I remember.
It doesn't mean he's suitable, or even willing. Now, honestly, I need to get on.
It's worth asking, though, isn't it, Caroline?
I suppose. Can we talk about it at home, though? I really haven't got time.
Oh, all right, but...
I need to appease Sabrina with a complimentary cucumber body wrap.
Brenda, it's me. It's Lillian. Please return this message. I know you've been working for Matt, and I know you're in London too. I just want to know how he is. I think I'm owed that, don't you? Have you any idea how frantic I've been?
Mrs. Bellamy.
Or didn't that cross your mind?
Mrs. Bellamy, I'm leaving now.
Yes, all right. Just call me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise...
No, it's all right. I've finished now. You're off then.
Yes. Before I go, though, I just wanted to run through tomorrow's diary. You've a board meeting with Borchester Market Developments at 10 o'clock.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Wednesday the 14th. That goes till 1, and then at 2:30, you're meeting a new tenant.
But can't you do that?
Of course, if you wish.
Right. Anything else?
Only that you need to authorise some payments with the bank.
Fine. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
You will.
Oh, Anthea, actually, I may have to ask you to clear my diary.
For tomorrow?
Well, possibly for a few days.
May I ask why?
Well, it might not even be necessary. I just can't tell yet.
But, Mrs.
I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Right. Well, if you could give me as much notice as possible, that would be appreciated.
Yeah. Yes, of course. It's just that things are a little up in the air at the moment.
Is that you, Caroline?
Yes, it's me.
I was about to send out the cavalry.
Oh.
I've made a start on supper.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Hold on. Don't go yet. Good news.
Oh, what's that?
I've just been up in the study talking to Ray. He'd be only too happy to stand in as temporary manager.
You've called him?
Yep.
You didn't offer him the job?
No, of course not. It was worth sounding him out, though.
Oliver.
Well, you said I should ask.
I said let's talk about it when I get home.
Oh, well, it's done now. And Ray sounds as though he'd be ideal. The hotel he managed in Scotland, well, it's a lot like Grey Gables. Big baronial castle with restaurants and a health club.
All right.
And all sorts of other activities. He was telling me they had dance classes and aerobics.
Oliver,
and wine tasting.
Slow down.
Look, I'm just saying. You couldn't wish for anyone more perfect. And this way we wouldn't have to pay agency fees.
We still need to do it properly, though. Honestly, Oliver, I know how keen you are to get this sorted out, but please, just give me a chance to think.
Caroline, he ran it for over 10 years. How much more experience do you need?
I'd like to interview him, and I need references.
Fine. I could invite him for dinner.
I'm sorry?
Well, him and Harriet.
For dinner?
Why not? That way we can get to know them properly. What night this week is best for you, eh?
Lillian, hi.
Brenda. I was expecting your voicemail.
Yeah, I saw you've been calling.
Well, did you get my message?
I did, but...
Well, didn't you think to call me back?
I was going to.
Where is he?
Lillian, look, this isn't my fault.
Brenda.
I've been telling you...
I am not interested in your excuses.
Well, they're not excuses.
I just want to speak to him. Is he there with you now?
But Matt?
Of course, Matt. Well, you did come back together.
No.
You didn't?
No, I came back on my own.
So is Matt still in St. Petersburg?
Lillian...
You know, this is very cruel. I deserve to know what's been going on.
And if you'd let me speak, I'd tell you.
Well, spit it out.
I flew back last Wednesday. Matt didn't get here until this evening.
So you do know where he is then?
I never said I didn't.
Well, how is he? Is he all right?
I haven't seen him yet, but he's okay. He's in one piece.
Thank God.
Hello? Lillian?
Is he coming home?
I couldn't say. He's staying at a hotel in Victoria. If you'd like, I can find out the address for you.
Yes, please.
Fine, I'll text it to you. Listen, I am sorry. I know how hard this is for you.
Oh, do you?
Well, I'd like to think so.
And while you've been worrying about me, what have you been doing with Matt? This property deal he's been talking
Lillian,
about.
Lillian, I can't.
Is the Russian he met in Tivat still involved?
It's not my place.
Well, of course it's your place. You're the one who's been
Seriously,
conspiring
don't
in all
ask
this.
Me. If you want to know anything else, you're just going to have to speak to Matt. Is that okay, Jamie? You're happy to sort out the meal?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I hope I won't be home too late, but the way things are at work at the moment, I just don't know.
Mum, it's fine.
I think there's a pizza in the freezer.
I've got to go, I'm working too.
Okay, love, bye then.
Yeah, bye. Sorry, Isaac, it was just my mum. What? Oh, hi, Kenton.
Hey, Jamie.
You all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Look, any chance you can pop over?
What, now?
No, but sometime today. I need to have a quick word.
Well, I'm probably going to be finished here in about an hour. I could come over after that.
Perfect.
Well, how come, though? What do you need to see me about?
All in good time.
Kenton, what is it?
Patience, my young Padawan. Wait and see.
Brian, is that Adam coming back with a combine?
I think so.
He needs to take a break. He looks so tired this morning.
Well, you'll get one soon, as most of the wheat's in.
Oh, I know. Anyway, where have you been?
The release pens. I asked Will to take me down.
Oh, right.
Pheasants are growing nicely. Let's just hope we get a few more guns to appreciate it.
Well, I've had an interesting conversation.
More than last season, anyway.
Brian?
Huh?
I'm trying to tell you. I just got off the phone with Lillian, and she's in London.
Is she?
Yes, and Matt's there, apparently. And she's gone down to meet him.
Well, so what? They're in London.
Lillian was supposed to be coming for lunch tomorrow. And if I hadn't happened to call, I wouldn't have known.
Right, I see.
I was going to make some salmon en croûte. Just typical of her at the moment. I don't know where her head is. She doesn't think about anybody but herself.
Well, never mind. Sure, the salmon can stay on its croûte for a while.
Even if I knew when she was coming back. I mean, she said she's got this woman, Anthea, I think, and she's going to look after the business.
Perhaps she'd like the salmon.
Brian, honestly.
I'm sorry, Diane, but I do need to get on.
What are you going to do now, then?
I'm going to the dairy. I've got this game of golf at 4. I want to speak to Rob first.
So can you get away?
What, right now?
free for a couple of hours, and I just thought...
Oh, yes? What did you think?
That I couldn't wait till Friday to see you. Henry's with Sarah, and I'm sure I can think of an excuse to tell Mum.
Well...
You did say we should make the most of the next few weeks.
I know, but the thing is, Helen, I am very busy.
I've got something more interesting to do.
Well, these importation forms, I can't tell you, they are pretty riveting.
Bob.
Although I suppose I could put them aside for an hour or so.
Great. How long will you be?
I'm leaving now. 10 minutes?
Okay.
Oh.
I'll see you at your place.
Yeah, sure. Well, that sounds fine to me. Bye-bye. Brian.
Afternoon. You don't mind if I...
No. Come on in.
I was, hoping to have a chat. Somehow I'm always playing golf with this chap from Incorporated Dairies.
Oh, yes, I remember you saying.
Everyone seems to want our milk all of a sudden with the market as it is.
Oh, yes, good timing. Prices on the up and supply problems forecast for the autumn.
Exactly, yeah. I'm trying to hold off actually signing a contract for as long as possible, but it would be good to have him on the side. And I just wanted to make sure I'm up to speed with everything here.
Well, of course, as long as we make it quick.
No, not a problem, no, I'm meeting him in an hour.
An hour? Fine, well, grab a chair.
Oh, thanks.
Do you mind, though? I just need to send a text.
Jamie, you made it.
Oh, hey, Kenton.
What can I get you?
It's
on the house.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
Well, in that case, I'll have a pint of lager.
Coming right up. Good day.
Yeah, it's been okay.
On the phone, it sounded like you were chopping down an entire forest.
Nah, just a bit of pruning. We were over in Galton. So, what's this all about?
Ah, well, Jolene and I are busy organising and we've been thinking about who we want in our wedding party.
Right.
And who I'd like to be my best man. And it occurred to me there isn't anyone else I'd like more than you. So that's what I'm asking, if you'd be...
No, I get what you're asking. It's just not what I was expecting. I mean, I thought it might be to do with the wedding,
well,
but
yeah,
I didn't...
You are really important to us. I mean, you're pretty much family.
So does this mean I get to organise a stag night?
I guess.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so, can I take it then? You...
Uh-huh.
I do kind of need a yes or a no.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
I'd love to be your best man.
Now, it'll mean you have to give a speech.
Sure.
Although, Fallon's giving one as well, so don't worry about making it too long.
What, are you serious? With the amount of stuff I've got on you?
How do you mean?
Let's see. Like the time I caught you dyeing your hair.
Oh, no,
or
Jamie.
Or when you got stuck upstairs because there was a big spider on the landing. Oh, hang on, why am I telling you?
No, Jamie, come on, don't make it too embarrassing. I mean, the spider thing's fine, but please, not the hair.
I've got plenty more where that came from.
No, my mum is going to be there.
Well, you should have thought of that before you asked me.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, cheers, Kenton. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm so sorry. Did you get my text?
Yes, I got it.
So you weren't stuck waiting outside the house?
No, I wasn't skulking in your bushes. I decided to drop in on Gran.
Right.
And then when you still didn't turn up, I thought I'd wander down to the green.
Well, good thing I spotted you then.
Wasn't it just?
So, what are you doing now?
Well, I do need to pick up Henry soon.
How soon?
Not that soon.
Because we could still go back to mine.
Could we now?
Well, only if you'd like to, though.
Maybe I might.
Yeah. Oh, Rob. How are you? We're good. I'm well, thanks. Did you see Brian, Rob?
I did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, in fact, I suppose I really ought to...
Sure.
I need to swing by the house. Let's not wait too long to have that chat we were talking about.
No, definitely not.
I'll see you then.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't interrupting, was I?
No.
He's such a nice man.
Yeah. Listen, I should probably...
Look, I've just been talking to Jill. They had a visit today about the church organ.
Oh, did they?
Someone from the Robert Haywood Trust, I think that's what she said. And they're hoping for a grant.
Right, I see.
Towards the repair of the organ.
Yeah. Sorry, yes, of course.
And she and Alan spent almost 2 hours with him at St. Stephen's. Well, very standoffish sort of man, apparently. They couldn't tell if he was sympathetic or not.
Well, fingers crossed, then.
Yeah, well, quite. Oh, they've still got a lot of money to raise.
Okay, then...
But I expect Jill will tell you all about it.
Jill?
Well, you are going into the shop.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, she's persuaded me to enter the flower and produce show in the traditional roses category.
Oh, how lovely.
Because, of course, the best arrangement is awarded the Crystal Rose Bowl. in memory of,
Phil, yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, I just hope that my blooms stay fresh long enough.
Mm, so do I.
No, if that's what you'd rather do.
Well, if I'm back, I can still put the pizza in the oven.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, I just figured, you know, rather than waiting, I might as well eat here.
What are you doing at the Bull?
Well, Kenton asked me over. He wanted to...
Wanted to what?
Doesn't matter. I'll tell you about it later.
Why? What is it?
Bye, then.
Jamie.
Afternoon, Cathy.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Now, I'm not going to get my pockets picked, am I?
Sorry?
Well, I hear your staff can be a little light-fingered.
What?
That's what Martin tells me. He says you've been letting all sorts of skullduggery go on underneath your nose.
It was one person, Brian, and he doesn't work here anymore.
I know.
Well, it's just a shame it had to happen while Martin was here.
And a shame that you hadn't noticed.
Well...
In any case, it's given him an excuse to sink his teeth in. You'd better make sure everything else is up to scratch. Whatever you say about Martin, you can't get a lot past him.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm more than happy for him to point out any problems. Fresh pair of eyes.
I'm glad to hear it.
He's always helpful.
Indeed. Well, I'd better not keep my guest waiting.
No, of course not.
We might pop back later, though. Try out your new menu.
Yes, please do, Brian. I think you'll like the changes. Enjoy your game.
I wasn't sure if you were coming.
I know, I'm sorry. Jennifer just wouldn't stop talking.
You don't think she noticed anything, do you?
Like what?
I'm not sure.
No,
but...
you covered very well.
Did I? I felt like a naughty teenager. As if I'd been caught doing something I shouldn't.
It's a bit like that, isn't it? Not that I'd know. I was very well behaved as a teenager.
Well, you've changed.
Finally. Oh. If only Brian and Jennifer knew what they'd been putting us through.
I'm glad they don't. So, how long have you got?
For that chat you were talking about?
Oh dear, was I too subtle?
Hardly. Half an hour, maybe?
Right. Well, we'd better not waste it then, had we?
Jamie, are you home?
Oh, bless him.
Oh, hiya.
You put the pizza on.
Well, I said I would.
Oh, thanks. That's really kind. I almost decided to have something at the golf club, but I just couldn't bear to stay there any longer.
Would you like a glass of wine?
Yes, please.
The pizza's ready. It's just keeping warm.
Jamie, is something going on?
Nope.
What were you going to tell me? Something to do with Kenton?
Yeah, he needed to speak to me.
Oh, yes. Jamie, what is it?
Well, he asked me to be his best man.
Oh.
Would that be okay? I was worried you might be a bit, you know...
No, really? That was sweet of you to think of me.
No, not exactly. I already said yes.
Oh, have you now?
Well, it's not just Kenton I want to do it for, it's Jolene as well, or Anne Fallon.
Yes, love.
And I did tell Kenton I'm not going to go easy on him in my speech. I know I probably should have asked first, but I was well chuffed when he asked.
And that's great.
So you don't mind then?
No, I don't mind.
Really?
Of course not, Jamie. Just as long as you're happy.
Yeah, I am.
Good. Then don't worry about me. I'm sure you'll make a wonderful best man.
Would Signora care for an aperitivo?
No, thanks.
You're sure I can't transport you to the shores of Lake Garda?
No, Oliver. Though you could fetch the melon for me.
Si, Signora.
It's in the fridge. Oliver... You won't get ahead of yourself, will you? Even if Ray's as good as you hope he is, I'm not going to appoint him as temporary manager over dinner.
No, I know.
So we don't need to get into specific arrangements. Tonight's about getting to know him better. That's what you said. I still need to see his references. Are you listening?
You're chilled, Melon.
Thanks.
Prego.
Oliver, I'm serious. Just because you think he's the right person...
And I've explained that to him. Ah, that'll be them. Bang on time.
Just don't give him the wrong impression.
I won't.
And Oliver...
Yes?
Turn that music down.
Three ears and a B.
Well, we always knew he was a brain box.
I know, but still.
Wow.
Oh. Hey, Elizabeth, what's this?
Ah, Daniel's A-level results.
3 years and a B. Oh.
And one of those was an A-star for history.
Really? When did you hear that?
I spoke to Shula earlier. So, he'll be off to Nottingham in September to study law.
He must be so chuffed.
They all are. Shula and Alistair Skyped him this morning and read him his results, even though it was 6 in the morning in the States.
Of course.
Oh, that's great news. Daniel deserves it. He worked so hard.
Yeah. And I've got some good news as well.
Oh, yeah?
Those 2 plots of land, they finally sold.
Oh, brilliant, Elizabeth.
Wonderful.
Yeah, a local builder bought them. So, we've got the money. Now we just need planning permission for the dairy block to go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, though, Lily and Freddie, have they been behaving for you?
We've hardly seen them, have we, David?
No.
They've been off with Ben making a film on their mobile phones.
Ruth, I'll see you in a bit.
Oh, why? What are you doing?
I'm going to check on a couple of cows. They were looking a bit restless earlier.
Oh, have you started calving, then?
That's exactly what I'm going to find out.
Oh, how exciting.
That's one way of putting it. We'll have our hands full now we're calving the whole herd in one go.
You can come with me if you like.
Oh, what? I ought to take the kids off your hands.
They're happy as they are.
Well, if... Go on, go with David.
Yeah, I just need to get my boots on and then we can be off.
Caroline, you have been working hard.
Oh, no, not really.
The table looks beautiful, doesn't it, Ray?
Oh, not bad. Although you'll have to wait for my official verdict.
Oh, don't listen to him.
Well, please sit down.
Thank you.
Anywhere you like.
I hope you like melon. Oh, yes, lovely.
Of course, when I waited silver service, the water goblet always had to go on the left of the wine glass.
Ray!
And the cutlery should be laid out precisely 1 inch from the edge of the table. Now, this looks closer to 2. I'm joking. If you're worried about details like that, then you're obviously not enjoying the company.
Well, thank goodness. I thought you were serious then.
You shouldn't tease people like that.
They're laughing.
No, it's fine, Harriet, honestly. Do tuck in.
So you used to wait silver service, Ray?
I did, back in my misspent youth. I started washing pans in a hotel in Nottingham. But then, when I realised I could spend more time with the waitresses, I begged the maitre d' to let me have a go.
Ah, very shrewd.
From waiting tables, I went into restaurant management, which took me onto the cruise ships.
Oh, the cruise ships?
Oh, what was that like?
Well, you see everything, let me put it that way.
So, what brought you ashore?
I'd had enough. And I'd been offered a job by a big hotel chain. Worked my way up until I was managing my last hotel in Scotland, which is where I met Harriet.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, didn't you?
She was a guest. We called it our holiday fling.
You do?
Except it was more of a busman's holiday for me.
Oh, that's quite a CV, isn't it, Caroline?
Yeah, very impressive.
If there's a rung on the ladder, I've probably been on it.
Oh, sorry, do forgive me. Harriet, red or white?
Oh, red, please, of course.
Oliver, maybe you could...
Oh, no, I'll do it.
No, Ray, you're the guest.
Oh, it's no bother. Allow me.
Very professional.
What can I say? You never lose it, do you?
See you in a bit, Ruth. Right, they're over this way.
Has Kenton mentioned about Jamie?
No.
He's asked him to be his best man.
Oh!
I think he and Jolene thought it would be a nice way for him to be involved, and show him he's still part of the family.
Yeah, of course.
And I mean, Kenton was effectively Jamie's stepdad for all those years.
No. It hadn't occurred to me. But actually, that's a really nice idea.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm. Jolene came over yesterday with Fallon. We were discussing her plans.
All right. What's it going to be, a hoedown in the orangery?
No. They're going for something quite sophisticated.
Really?
Absolutely. Black tie and everything.
Just wait until Kenton gets involved.
Well, there was a noticeable lack of input from Kenton.
Wow.
I'm pleased for him, though. I think with Jolene, he finally feels comfortable putting down roots.
Yeah. Well, Mum couldn't be happier. The last of her brood to settle down.
Mm. Yes.
So now she'll have to start worrying about the grandchildren getting hitched.
David!
I'm serious. Don't know where the time goes. Daniel's off to uni. I mean, even Ben, he starts secondary school in September.
Well, let's not get them married off just yet. One wedding in the family is enough for the time being.
Oh, Elizabeth, I didn't mean...
No, I know. I'm sorry, David, ignore me. I get upset every time I host a wedding. I'll be out of a job.
Oh, this is different, though. Hey, come here. Don't get gloomy.
I won't.
It'll be okay.
I know.
It will.
Oh, look!
Elizabeth?
I think you've got your first calf of the year.
Oh, compliments to the cook. That was delicious.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Although I do have to admit, I got the recipe from our head chef.
Ian Craig. I'm sure if you treat him nicely, he'll let you have it.
How long has he been with you?
It must be coming up for 10 years.
Oh, that long.
You won't have to worry much about the restaurant. Ian has it all running very efficiently.
Well, I'm sure we can discuss the specifics of the job at a later date.
Quite right, Caroline. Let's not jump the gun.
And if you have any problems with the booking system, just ask Linda. I can never make head nor tail of it.
Linda?
Snell.
Our senior receptionist.
You'll certainly get to know her very well.
Oliver.
What?
Are we finished?
Yes.
I am.
So, Miss Linda, is she young?
No, she's been with us quite some time. A bit of a character.
Caroline, let me help you.
No, Ray, you stay there.
Oh, nonsense. I can't watch you clear the table by yourself. Here, pass me those plates.
Are you sure?
Wow, look at that. I should really learn how to carry plates that way.
Back in the day, I could balance a lot more. I think my record was 4 on each arm and a soup tureen on my head.
He's exaggerating.
You didn't know me back then. Lead the way, Caroline.
All right. You sure you can manage all that, though?
Yes, I'm fine.
So, Harriet, what'll it be like not to have Ray around the house for 3 weeks?
Hmm?
You don't mind us stealing him from you?
Oh, no. He's always out and about anyway. I'm sure I'll still be able to keep an eye on him.
Thank you, Ray. Just put them down anywhere. I'll sort them out later.
Right you are.
Now, I'd better get on with preparing pudding. You can go back outside if you like.
Don't mind.
Oh, well.
I know how hard it is.
I'm sorry?
Dragging yourself away from the hotel.
Oh.
I was just the same with my old place. Couldn't bear leaving it with anyone else.
Oh, Ray, honestly, when I said that...
No.
I didn't mean...
No, I completely understand. You have to be so careful, especially these days. One or two bad reviews online and your reputation's ruined.
Well, quite.
Not that I can imagine you ever getting bad reviews.
Oh.
Not judging by this evening.
That's very kind of you, Ray. And I don't want you to think that I doubt your credentials.
But you want to be certain you found someone you can trust. Of course you do. Who wants to be off on holiday worrying about what's happening back at work?
Well, I certainly don't.
You need to find someone who shares the same standards.
Exactly. I used to have an assistant manager, Roy. But when he left, I thought I could save money.
Staff are always the largest overhead.
Last few years haven't been easy.
So you end up doing more and more yourself.
Oh, you know how it is.
I do.
And although things are improving now, our occupancy rates could still be better. Well, you'll see when...
It sounds to me as though you could do with that holiday. Enough shop talk, though.
Yes. Time for the lemon meringue.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you plate up and I'll expedite?
Both calved.
Yep, and both strong, healthy and female.
Good start, eh?
I should say so. And no sign of...
Schmallenberg? No, thank goodness.
You should have seen Elizabeth. She was straight in there, wiping mouths.
Dad taught me well.
Didn't he just? I told her if she wants to help out over the next few weeks.
And I said no thanks. In fact, it really is about time we left you in peace. Where are Lily and Freddie?
They're up in Ben's room. Honestly, though, Elizabeth, it's always a pleasure having them.
Thanks.
Oh, and have a think about the flower and produce show.
That highly commended last year has gone to your head.
Too right.
Well, we'll see. I'll just go and fetch them.
All right.
Lily, Freddie.
Well, you two sound as if you had a nice time.
Yeah, we did. Although there was a moment earlier.
Oh?
We were talking about Kenton and Jolene's wedding and, well, she got a bit emotional.
Really? Yeah. She seems okay now.
Oh, yeah, no, she is. Nothing like a couple of newborns to lift the spirits.
No.
So, that's two cows carved, just 178 to go.
Well, thank you for coming.
No, thank you, Oliver. We've had such a lovely evening.
Oh, good.
We should do it again at our place sometime.
Yes.
Maybe after I've finished my stint at the hotel.
Absolutely.
You've got the dates, haven't you?
I think so, but we'll talk before then anyway.
We will indeed.
Now, I'm ready to jump into the breach whenever you need me.
That's great, Ray.
Marvellous.
Bye, then.
Bye, Harriet.
Safe journey home.
Well, that's that, then.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose it is. It's all happened rather faster than I was expecting.
Yeah, I know. But seriously, Caroline, what was there to think about?
True. He does seem excellent. Oh, damn it.
What?
And I forgot to ask for references.
Well, don't worry. I'll call him tomorrow.
Yes, all right.
Stop fretting. Grey Gables is in safe hands. Maybe now we can start looking forward to our holiday.
So, you happy then?
I am. You?
Oh, yeah, very. I thought Dan was trying a bit too hard to talk us out of the ethical fund.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
He was only trying to get us the best return for our pension.
Yeah, I suppose.
Money isn't everything, though.
No.
And as we told him, it's futile to take money we've made from being environmentally responsible only to invest it in oil and mining companies.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, with what we've decided, we'll have around 25 grand left to put back into the farm.
Yeah.
As I thought. Not enough for a decent second-hand tractor.
I agree. We need to tell Tom.
Mm.
And then I need to get ready to go out. What are you going to do while Kathy and I are at the theatre?
Well, I'll have my hands full with Henry, won't I? Maybe I'll ask Tom if he wants to stay for a couple of beers.
There you go. We got there in the end. Sorry about the wait.
Problem?
Martin.
What's this glass?
Oh, it happens sometimes. Too much head.
And what, this beer is just going down the drain, is it?
Well, not exactly. It's...
Plus, what's in the drip tray? Look at that. There's almost a pint gone to waste just there.
Well, it can't be helped. It often happens when you change a barrel.
Oh, does it really? So we're down £3.50 on every barrel before we even start?
I didn't know you were coming in today.
Should it matter?
No, but...
I've already been in the kitchen. Have you looked in the freezers recently? I did a rough calculation. About 15% of the stock is almost out of date.
No, that can't be right. What stock are you talking about?
The haddock? The chicken goujons?
Oh, well, that's because we reduced the portions, as you suggested.
So this is my fault, is it?
No.
I'd like you to sell the food we have. That goes without saying.
Yes.
Or were you planning to just let it rot?
I'll sort it out. Excuse me.
I haven't finished yet.
No, that's fine. I just need to change the gin.
Oh, right. Well, I'll have a gin and tonic while we talk. Put it on the tab.
Of course.
Oh, another thing I spotted was two of your staff helping themselves to a dessert. They said it couldn't be served.
Well, had it been damaged?
It had been dropped, apparently.
Well, there you go, then. Or would you rather it had gone in the bin as well?
Now, what worries me is the lackadaisical attitude that seems to be endemic around here. I mean, why was the dessert damaged in the first place?
It was an accident, wasn't it?
So they claim. But if your staff know they can eat it afterwards...
Now, that's ridiculous.
Is it?
Oh, what's the matter with this? Get in there.
Starts with a chocolate fudge sundae. Next thing you know, they're dipping into the till.
Oh!
Oh, perfect.
I'm sorry, the bottle slipped.
So that's even more profit down the drain, Cathy. I'm extremely concerned about the amount of wastage I'm seeing.
Okay.
And what's worse is that nobody seems to care.
And I'll look into it. Right now, though, I need to fetch a cloth.
We know it's not what you wanted.
And we did give it serious consideration.
I know.
There's just not enough for a tractor.
And the dairy could do with an overhaul. We do badly need a new separator.
Mum, Dad, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Really? Oh, we thought you'd
be disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I understand. The most important thing is securing your retirement. If it means there's not enough left over, well, then I'll just have to make do with the old tractor.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
And it does make sense to invest in the dairy.
Well, that's what we thought.
So, Tom, what are you doing this evening?
There's
some beer in the kitchen if you fancy...
I can't, actually. I'm taking Kirsty out for a curry.
Ah, right.
I wanted to thank her for helping me with the ready meals. Sorry.
No. If you've got other plans...
Now, Henry, you behave yourself for Grandad.
Where is Helen tonight, by the way?
Puke, mister.
With a friend, I think. Isn't that right, Pat?
Yeah, someone from her antenatal class. She didn't mention a name.
I see. Well, I suppose I'd better get moving too. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, OK, Tom.
Have a lovely evening.
Thanks.
Well, that was a lot less painful than we thought.
Yeah, wasn't it just?
I don't know why we worried.
Now, you might want to give this chap a bath before he goes to bed. I'll try not to be too late.
Well, Henry, it looks like it's just you and me.
How about some poppadoms?
Yeah, okay.
4 poppadoms, please. Thanks. Right then.
Tom, you know, you really didn't have to do this.
I told you. I wanted to. I'd only be helping Dad look after Henry otherwise.
Oh, is Helen out tonight?
Yeah, she's with a friend. I might go for the Karai Gosht.
Did you say who?
Someone from antenatal, I think.
Right.
Why'd you ask?
No reason. Did Helen tell you? A customer came in today. Tried to return one of your chilies.
Just the one?
It was too hot, apparently.
You are kidding me.
Nope. She put the other 4 in an arrabbiata.
4?
Including the seeds. She said she thought she was going to have to go to hospital.
You didn't give her money back.
Helen did. You've got to keep your customers happy, Tom. Isn't that what you're always saying?
Not the irretrievably stupid ones. Right, well, I might have to go for a vindaloo now, then. See if we can get our meal for free, too.
How's the Twitter campaign going, by the way? Really? Well, that's a shame.
No, I mean, we're not discussing it. No more talk of ready meals. Not tonight.
I don't mind. It's why we're here.
Well, I don't care. For the rest of this evening, the topic is officially banned.
Well, okay.
Good. So, what else shall we talk about?
I did wonder how you were feeling about it all. So what did you say?
I said I didn't mind. And I don't really. I can see why Kenton would like him to be best man. And Jamie's thrilled. But, well, I don't know. I should be over this by now.
And you are.
I suppose. I was just so angry with Kenton when he left, for what it was doing to Jamie.
Of course.
And now I look at them and they're still as close as ever while I'm...
I know. But you could look at it another way. It's good that Kenton's kept their relationship going.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'm grateful.
It's really lovely he wants Jamie to be best man. We just need to hope he means it this time.
Who? Kenton?
Not like when he proposed to you.
Oh.
I assume he was sober this time?
Who knows? It just goes to prove, though, Kenton and I were never going to last. He obviously hasn't any issue marrying Jolene.
Cathy.
Oh, enough of all of that.
It probably doesn't help that I'm so stressed with work.
Well, you're not at the golf club now.
No. And I'm not going in this Sunday either. I might actually get to watch Jamie play cricket.
Right. Well, we need to find somewhere to sit.
Yeah. Oh, I don't believe it. It's him. It's Martin Gibson.
Where?
Oh, what's he doing at Richard III? Come on, let's go round the other way.
It's not that crazy. I've always wondered about you and Patrick.
Patrick? No, we're just good friends.
Really?
Really?
Because you spend all that time volunteering for the Wildlife Trust.
Just because doing something for nothing is beyond you.
Oh, harsh. I was only teasing.
Yeah, well.
What are you doing now?
Having some of your naan.
Oh!
Talking of the Trust, I'm taking a few days off soon. We're running some events over the school holiday.
Well, what can I say? You're the big society in action.
You can have this naan back in a minute. I'll chuck it at you. Well, I thought maybe I could bring a small group of kids to Bridge Farm. Show them the wetland drainage system. How you leave areas for the bees. That sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. Just as long as we can agree on an entrance fee.
I'm joking.
You better be.
Of course. That's fine. You know you're more than welcome.
Thanks. Tom, I hope you don't mind me bringing it up, but I was just wondering, have you heard about Brenda?
Brenda?
She came back last week. She's in London.
Oh, right.
You didn't know then?
No.
Well, I'm not sure how long she's going to be down there. The thing is, she's got a new boyfriend. A Russian guy she met on holiday.
Russian?
Yeah.
Well, that is news.
I wasn't sure whether to tell you. I just thought you should know.
Sure.
Before you hear it somewhere else. I wish I hadn't said anything now.
No.
I've spoilt your evening.
Kirsty, you haven't. Good for Brenda.
Do you mean that?
Of course. I mean, it was bound to happen sometime.
I know, but still...
Genuinely, Kirsty, I'm fine. Really.
Oh, good.
I just hope Brenda's happy. That's all.
What do you think of it so far? Aren't the Pricksies in the tub brilliant?
Yes, they are. Really good. Oh.
What?
Kathy!
Oh.
Oh, I spotted you earlier. Then you disappeared.
Hello, Martin. Pat, this is...
Martin Gibson.
Oh, yes, I think we've met before.
Have we?
Pat Archer.
Oh, yours is the farm that had E. coli.
Well, that was quite a while ago now.
So, how are you enjoying the play?
Oh, I can never be doing with these things. Pam dragged me along. I'm glad I bumped into you, though. I wanted to speak to you about this issue of waste at the golf club.
Actually, we were just about to get a drink.
This won't take a minute.
Yes, but I'm sure Kathy doesn't want to talk about work.
I don't expect she does. I wouldn't either if I was responsible for what I saw today.
Pat, it's all right.
Stock control is non-existent.
Martin, I
don't want excuses. I just want a report.
A report?
Yes. Breaking down the current rates of wastage on the bar and in the kitchens.
But we've gone
through... And I want it in my inbox by Monday morning.
Monday?
We need to get on top of it. You need to get on top of it.
Yeah, well, I agree. But this weekend,
Monday morning, then. All right. Yes? Kathy?
Yes, Martin. Absolutely. Monday morning it is.